Farmers and Merchant State Bank. We are talking with Paula Prisabilla. She's a loan specialist there. Last month, we talked with Mo Durham, who he works primarily with business and agricultural loans. And today, we're going to be talking with Paula. She helps people with personal and home loans. And Paula, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today. How are you?
I'm good, Kelly. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Well, we always like to tell everybody a little bit more about what you do. I can give them the basics like, yes, you're a personal and home loan specialist. But how long have you been doing that with Farmers and Merchant State Bank?
Well, I just recently joined Farmers and Merchants in the past year. However, I've been in banking for the past 27 years in Morrison County.
Okay.
I've had the opportunity to learn all aspects of personal banking, including home loans. Yeah. Although I haven't been at F&M that long, it just feels home.
It feels like
home.
No, I just said it feels like home to you there.
Absolutely. I've lived in the area my whole life, so I've any of my coworkers and our customers for many years.
That's awesome. Well, as I said, this is the second time now we've hosted a specialist from Farmers and Merchants State Bank. So it's just the second time that we've got to chat with you folks over there at Farmers and Merchants. And let's talk a little bit about the loan part of your job, how you help people with personal and home loans. What do you do?
Well, we work with every client individually. Most banks offer personal loans and mortgages at F&M. We take the time to get to know each customer's individual needs. It's really exciting to partner with each customer to find out their goals, how we can help them achieve those goals. Okay. By having a true partnership, we can offer them a quick turnaround and work within their resources and their schedules.
Your phone's breaking up just a little bit when you talk with them. You're losing a couple of your words here and there. I don't know if it's on speaker, but it might help to go the other way. But let's talk a little bit about your areas of expertise specifically, which is the personal and home loan side. So what does it mean to be a personal home loan specialist at Farmers and Merchant State Bank?
As I said, you know, meeting with each client individually, talking about their individual needs and goals, we find out how we can help them best.
Okay.
So it's a true partnership.
Yeah. And I mean, you've been in banking for a long time. Do you feel like that's a lot different when you're working with Farmers and Merchants as opposed to maybe bigger banks that don't know who you are specifically in the community?
I think it definitely makes a difference. Coming from this area, you know, it's very important that people trust and know who they're dealing with. And it's very important to Farmers and Merchants that we have that culture. The culture of service remains first and foremost, yeah, as the bank's success is measured by our customers' success.
So what are the main areas, I guess, of focus that you've been asked about lately? What are people really wanting you to help them with?
Well, obviously, rates are definitely a hot topic right now. And the question is, how do we provide home loan options in a rising rate environment?
Yeah.
Home loans are definitely not a one-size-fits-all, but we do have the tools and flexibility to work with each individual borrower and find the best option for them with that personal touch.
Okay, that's good. And then
Though the rates are rising, this can be mitigated easily by getting that rate fixed for a longer term. Okay. I've been around a while, so I've worked through many different rate environments in the past years, and together we'll work through this one as well.
Yeah, a fun time, right? It's difficult and people are afraid, but right now loans are still happening even though things are changing. Business keeps on, you know, keep going, and you'll get through, but you need to work with somebody, I think, that does take a look at your specific situation to make sure that you are going to be able to keep up with the loan and make the payments and find a rate that's going to work for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so for someone that's not familiar with Farmers and Merchant State Bank, what's it like to work with you?
Well, customers know their family best, and we know banking. So everything comes together in a nice partnership.
Yeah.
Every call or email or in-person meeting we take is important to us. We want to know each customer by name and treat them like family. We really value creating a lasting partnership by truly understanding their individual financial picture and their goals for the future. We love meeting new people every day in and out of the office and welcome any questions anyone may have.
So I'm curious, Paula, how did you decide that banking was for you? How did you get into the banking world?
Well, I guess you could kind of say it's in my blood. My father was a home builder, and my sister was a banker at F&M for 38 years until her retirement. Farmers and Merchants has always been there for my family, and it's where I opened my very first account and where my husband and I got our very first home loan.
Aww.
We were young, and we were treated so well. I want to give that same experience to others. Walking with someone through buying the home of their dreams is so rewarding and special.
Well, yeah, and if you've got such a history there, that's really neat that you had a great experience, so much that you're like, this is the place that I want to be. I want to work somewhere that makes other people feel this way, and they'll tell more people about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know that Farmers and Merchants State Bank is a really community-focused bank. Can you tell us about some of the things that you've been doing recently?
Sure. F&M and its employees are definitely givers. The commitment to volunteering and promoting community events is amazing. Recently, we sponsored the March Food Drive, in which the bank matched dollar-for-dollar donations of food and cash at each of our locations. This helps so many people in our communities. In May now, we'll be giving out several scholarships to area high school seniors, which was a tradition established by F&M many, many years ago.
You have any great stories? I mean, you don't have to say anybody's names, but I always ask my guests if you have any particular stories that really, you know, really stick out in your mind of helping customers out in the personal or home loan world.
Oh, there's been so many, and every one is memorable. But I have to say, being able to work with first-time home buyers is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And now being at F&M, being able to work with second- and third-generation customers of Farmers and Merchants says a lot about what we do right.
You know,
parents always want what's best for their kids, and
yeah.
Having the trust in us to help their children, that is a really good feeling.
There is something about, you know, you don't really think about it when you're looking at a home, right? You're looking or you're going to build. And but when you go to look for a home and it's your first home and you get the papers signed and someone hands you the keys, it's really emotional.
It is. It's a big event in everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, those first homes end up being a lifelong home for them. And then their kids decide that, you know, they grow up, they get married, and then they go back to the same bank where their family got that first loan because that home just meant so much to them, they couldn't leave. They may get loans, you know, to redo the house and make a little bit bigger or change some bedrooms around. But sometimes that first loan, that first house is just the house that they never want to leave. So that's always fun. What do you guys...
It's fun being a part of it.
What do you have on the horizon for this year? I mean, I feel like it should be January, right? Because we've just been kind of stuck indoors, but we actually have a little bit over a half a year left. What do you guys plan on doing this year?
Well, we look forward to working with our customers in a booming housing market as well as a rising rate environment. We really have a good mix of new talent at the bank as well as those who have been around a while to continue growing our relationships and helping our customers succeed. We're also always looking at new technology and innovative ways to meet with our customers and provide them the convenience they're looking for while still offering them the same friendly still count service, which F&M was built on.
Yeah. We were talking about that this morning with the Stearns History Museum, how social media has really changed the way everybody does business. And you guys are keeping up with that too. I mean, we can follow you on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn, and a lot of other places, I'm sure.
Absolutely. For those that choose to do that, we have all of that available. We have the online banking, but we also still are there for anyone to call or stop in at any of our offices just to say hi, if nothing else.
So we still have about 8 minutes left, and I just wonder, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of young people getting ready to graduate, right? They're trying to decide what they want to do when they grow up, and maybe banking is one of those areas where they think, well, maybe they have an interest in going there. Can you talk about, I know you've worked in a lot of different areas in banking. Where are some of the areas that people kind of first start out if they want to go into banking? I mean, do you suggest they go to college for banking, or do you think they should just dig in, get a part-time job as a teller to start? What would you suggest?
All depends on their individual goals. You know, I started out as a teller, and it was a great experience. Learning the banking from the ground up is definitely beneficial to anyone. You get to see all sides.
Yeah.
Going to school, going to college for specifics, you know, you have your analyst positions, your lending positions. There's all types of opportunity in the banking world for young people today.
Yeah. My son, you know, he was thinking about trying to do something with accounting. He wasn't really happy for that. So he's still trying to look at all his options. So anytime I get to talk to a professional in a different industry, I always try to see, you know, what the pathway is. But it can be different for banking. I know my mom was a banker in Princeton. She worked at the Princeton State Bank, and eventually it turned into Bremer, I think. But she worked there for years. So, of course, I got a part-time job, and I learned so much from getting that part-time job in banking. Of course, I went into broadcasting, but it was a really interesting job, and I got to meet a lot of people, and I really liked that hometown feel. And that's what Farmers and Merchant State Bank is. It's a hometown feel that when a customer walks in and you can say, "Hey, Charlie, how are you today?" That makes a person feel special, and it's really important to them that you know their situation. You know what's happening. You know if they come in and say, "Hey, I'm not sure what's happening with my account," that you have someone there can go over things if they don't remember writing a check or all those different kinds of things that a bank offers. That's really a hometown bank.
It really is. It's so important to people to have them know your name and to come in and get the help they need. They may not be experts in banking, but that's what our staff is for, and they do an amazing job. Having someone call you by name, I think all of us can agree that is the best feeling ever.
Yeah. Now, getting a loan, Paula, as you know, can be really nerve-wracking for some people, right? They're like, "Oh my gosh, this is a lot of papers to sign." Right? And so when you're talking with people, do they want, let's say they're wanting a house and they're thinking about it, do you often have to kind of describe what the different kinds of loans are and how things work so they feel at ease and more comfortable knowing what they're getting ready to sign?
Yeah, personally, I love to sit down with each one and go through everything with them to make sure they don't have questions or aren't afraid, because it can be daunting. And many people are not even aware that farmers and merchants can originate all types of home loans. And we have to be able to offer all of those different programs. You know, there's an FHA program, a VA program, USDA Rural Home Loans. These are all programs that we can help people with in our communities based on the type of down payment they have or the type of property and the resources they have.
So
we really take pride in walking through all options and making sure their questions are answered.
So if they come in, let's say a young couple comes in and they have never done this before and they sit down with you, Paula, you're going to be able to go over all of these different things and just say, for starters, this is what we need from you. Tell us how many years you're thinking about paying on a loan. Because really, sometimes you can get a 15-year loan or a 20-year loan rather than a 30, and there may not be much difference in price. It just depends on the kind of loan.
That is correct. Every case is an individual case. Like I said before, it's not a one-size-fits-all, so we want to make sure that we're getting the best fit for that particular customer.
And I'm just assuming that Farmers and Merchant State Bank, as you said, you know, you've got Facebook and Twitter and all those kind of things, but you also stay up with the different ways that people can make payments, whether it's an automatic payment or other ways of doing things online or in banking, whatever they prefer.
Yes, again, we offer all the options, and whatever is the best fit for the customer, that's what we will recommend.
That's what you really focus on. Paula, any last words you'd like to leave us with? I know that you appreciate your customers, and if someone is in your area and they're saying, "I like that Paula. She seems like she knows what she's doing. Maybe I should make an appointment with her." How would they go about doing that?
The best way or the most usual way is by calling the bank, and we can set up an appointment. The main number in our peers office can get you to any of the offices, and that number is 320-468-6422. We also have a website out there that there's contact information. You can reach out directly to any lender with that contact information. So I would love to sit down with anybody and talk to them about their goals.
That sounds great. Well, Paula, thanks for spending some time with me today. It was fun getting to know you.
I appreciate it, Kelly. Thank you.
It's Paula Prisabilla, And she is with Farmers and Merchants State Bank. She's a personal and home loan specialist there. She's been there for quite a number of years, and she serves all of central Minnesota. Three bank locations, Piers, Sauk Rapids, and Eden Valley. And they would love to help you out, too. If you're curious about what they can do for you, I would definitely give them a call, make an appointment, and see what they can do for you. It's always nice when you do banking and somebody remembers your name, they know your story, they know your goals, and when you find a bank that really wants to help you get to where you're going, that's the one that you want to be with.